BBC Radio Oxford. It's James Cannon here. Let's return to a subject we mentioned earlier on. Successful crackdown on fly tipping on public land in Oxfordshire may be pushing the problem onto private farms. Farmers say that they fear a rise as the latest figures show that the amount of rubbish ditched on council land has fallen 62% in the last 5 years. We've been speaking to farmers who've had rubbish dumped on their land.
My name's Jeff Powell and I'm from West Hagbourne in South Oxfordshire and I'm an arable farmer farming 300 acres. We've got a big muck heap here up at Harwell and I had a contractor who came to spread the muck for me, and when the muck was in his muck spreader, he started it going and he found there were pieces of concrete and bricks in there, which actually caused damage to some of the bearings, I think, in the spreader. So that's an example of the problems that farmers can have, and obviously it cost him quite a bit of money to actually sort it out and repair it. So I had to sort of come up with my loader with a big shovel on the front and put it in and take it down to a heap of hardcore that I've got, which is certainly not what I wanted, because I've got enough hardcore as it is. We've got a really good recycling centre now at Drayton, but they don't really take commercial waste, or at least they take it, but you have to register and you're only allowed to go there, I think it's 12 times a year. So obviously any more times than that, people are trying to find somewhere else to put it. It's easy just to come off the road and do it when no one's looking, perhaps in the dark. We had a car dump, would you believe, once just outside our barn. God knows how that happened but it was just abandoned there and left and became my responsibility, unfortunately. One of our farmers had a lot of tyres dumped in his gateway once, which again was very expensive and difficult to get rid of. I've seen often old furniture as a classic, so went out yesterday actually, or 2 days ago, to a neighbouring farm, and I saw in the gateway of one of his fields a couple of old sofas, and that's a classic example of what happens. It's usually fridges, sofas, things like that, which actually you can take to the recycling centre quite easily. It's just that people get very lazy and can't be bothered.
Well, I'm interested to hear from you this morning. When was the last time you saw rubbish dumped in a field or on the side of the road or maybe even in your back or front garden? And how should we punish fly tippers? Text us on 81333, start with Oxford, or do give me a call on 08459 311 111. It's BBC Radio Oxford. Earlier on, I did speak to Paul Mocroft from the Oxfordshire Waste Partnership and asked him what they were doing to tackle the problem.
Well, obviously, we're trying to reduce it. We're doing prosecutions, as we've said. We've got education campaigns. And we want the public to do something to help us too. Those two fly tips that I've just shown you pictures of rubble and builder's waste in fields, they're on private land.
This idea of the problem just moving away, do you think that will always be the case? So move it from council, it will always go to private, and then we'll clamp down on that and it will just go somewhere else.
I don't think so. I think if we send a strong message out to say it isn't going to be tolerated, whether it's on private land, whether it's on council land, we will help farmers. Like I say, we've got cases where we want to investigate. But we need help as well from the public to say, oh, I saw that, this was a van, this was a registration, whatever it was, phone us at the council. We don't just want to move the problem around. We don't want to move it from our council land in Oxfordshire to farmers land in Oxfordshire to farmers land in Bedfordshire. You know, that's not what we're about. We're about actually the bigger picture of stopping fly tipping.
Paul Mocroft speaking to me earlier on from the Oxford Waste Partnership. It's BBC Radio Oxford.
Successful council crackdown on fly tipping in Oxfordshire is pushing the problem onto private land. That's the fear of farmers in the county, after our local councils reported a 62% drop in the problem on public space over the last 5 years. But Jeff Powell, a farmer from West Hagbourne, says all sorts of things get dumped on his farm.
We had a car dumped, would you believe, once just outside our barn. God knows how that happened but it was just abandoned there and left and became my responsibility, unfortunately.
Like Jeff Powell from West Hagbourne, anyway.
I saw in the gateway of one of his fields a couple of old sofas, and that's a classic example of what happens. It's usually fridges, sofas, things like that.
Well, that's what happened at one of Jeff's neighbours' farms a few days ago. Councils here say there's been a 62% drop in fly tipping on their land in the last 5 years.